So is it. All right, so welcome to the Pigskin and Whiskey Podcast. I am Austin Swanson with my host, Goobs.
Hey, Austin.
So it's the objective of our Pigskin and Whiskey Podcast is to have a little fun talking whiskey and football, specifically college football. So we're going to introduce ourselves, talk about our favorite whiskeys, our favorite teams, and then say a little bit something interesting about ourselves. So I'll let you go first.
Okay, I'm the Goobs. My favorite football team is going to be the UGA Bulldogs, so great time to be a Bulldogs fan since they're number one right now. Favorite whiskey, I'm all over the place. I like Elijah Craig if I'm going to spend a little bit more money. If I want something just cheap, I like the Fistful of Whiskey. Fistful of Bourbon is one of my favorites. I've been getting into a little bit of infusing my own bourbons and whiskeys, and so Fistful of Bourbon is a good way to start because it has a very neutral taste, and you can really taste the flavors of everything else coming out in it. So what about you, Austin?
Yeah, so my favorite would have to be actually what we're sipping tonight. We got our Winchester Double Oak. It's a very smooth sipping bourbon. Personally, I would like to sip it with a cigar, but my favorite team would have to be the Oklahoma Sooners. I grew up a Sooners fan. So we have a little bit of a diverse, you know, background between the two of us. And I'm definitely more interested in the analytics and numbers of football. And that's kind of what I hope to bring to the table of the podcast. Now, another goal we've kind of talked about with the podcast is we don't want to be, you know, too nerdy in any aspects of it. We don't want to sit here and talk about wood chips for 30 minutes or get too statistical. We kind of just want to have a fun time, talk college football, kind of like what you would see on college game days. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. You know, it is week 8. Sadly, we don't have too many ranked-on-ranked matchups. So let's talk about what we've seen so far. If the college football playoff started today, who would you be picking?
So my top four right now would be UGA, and this will make you happy, Oklahoma at number two. I'm going to throw a little bit of a curveball. I'm going to say number three I would put in Michigan. I just feel like right now I've seen a little bit more from them than I have from some of the other teams. And then number four, I'm going to say Cincinnati. I don't think they'll stay there, but if it all ended today, they would definitely be in. Now, I thought about trying to make a case for Alabama, but you know, I'm going to put some emphasis on having to win your conference to be in the top four. And right now, Alabama is not looking like they're going to be potentially conference champions. So,
we'll see. Spicy.
Hot take.
So mine's actually a little bit different. We both have Georgia and Cincy in. I have Georgia at one. And then I, of course, have Cincy at three. It was actually a very weird pick for me because I know this team's not going to be there at the end. But we're talking about week 8 of college football. I would pick Oklahoma State because they have 4 top 25 wins, and that's the second most, of course, to Georgia. And then I would also like to put in Oregon at that 4th spot, which is controversial because they do have that loss to Stanford. But in my opinion, they have the second best win of the season next to Georgia's Clemson win at the time. And then, of course, Texas A&M's Bama win was definitely a shocker last week. And I think, you know, moving forward, it almost feels boring right now because Georgia's kind of been on top all season and it's kind of really separated themselves. But they're doing what everybody expected them to do, which is once they beat Clemson, you know, they're just going to kind of cruise through that schedule and not really see its test until those last 2 to 3 games of the season. So,
yeah, I think we'll have a test against Florida. And Tech isn't a great team this season, but they always play Georgia hard. So I'm a little worried about the Tech game. And then we have most likely Georgia in the SEC championship game against whoever comes out of the West, Alabama or Mississippi State. We'll see how that shakes out.
Yeah, and a couple of different, you know, interesting news lines, stories going around college football is Oklahoma's making a quarterback change, and they are transitioning out of Spencer Rattler, and they're kind of giving, so to speak, the keys to the Ferrari, to the Lincoln Riley offense, to Caleb Williams. And you've kind of seen it go in reverse with Georgia, and they're giving the keys back to Stenson Bennett. And, you know, I know Georgia's not really in – they're not playing a game this weekend. Oklahoma has Kansas, and it's been an interesting topic is – Oklahoma's going to get up big. Do you play Spencer Rattler when the game's out of hand? Or do you give Caleb more reps?
I think depending on how big you get up, if you're up by three scores, I say, take him out. Let Spencer Rattler play a little bit. It helps everybody out. Lets him show off a little bit for wherever he's probably transferring to. Lets him, just – kind of get some of the bad taste out of the coach's mouths of his last performance, the last time they saw him on the field. Mm-hmm. And it, keeps their new number one guy off the field and out of the, away from a potential injury in a game where it's really out of hand and doesn't matter.
Well, so the just to play devil's advocate, I do agree with you. He is the backup for now. And the talk is you don't want to disrespect Spencer, take away his starting job. And now you're playing, mop-up duty against Kansas in unmeaningful minutes. And the other part of that equation is Caleb is young and has not seen, he didn't play his senior season because COVID. So he hasn't been playing meaningful football in almost a year and a half. So do you want to get him more reps and risk that injury? And that's something interesting to see. And, you can kind of see that against – when Georgia plays their Vandy game and they get up big, do they put in JT? I also think Georgia is beatable with Stenson Bennett. They put in JT and get that offense going. They are going to be a very hard team to beat. And, right now they're not the 2020 Tide or the 2019 LSU team, but they can definitely get there and they have, the talent to get there as well. All right, so let's kind of transition into looking at games this weekend. We kind of went through and picked out some of the bigger games and matchups that we are interested in watching this weekend. Like I said, there's not too many, top 10 versus top 10 games.
Looking ahead, we've got two top 10 matchups next week, so
yeah,
that's going to be a fun one.
Well, that last week in October the Big Ten is supposed to shape itself. So, the Big Ten is kind of a mess and a lot of question marks right now. But, that last week in October, there's a lot of top teams playing each other. And that's going to be a really fun one to kind of watch. But like I said, we did pick out, guys, I'll be honest, there were none. No top 25 teams playing each other this weekend. But we did have a really good game last night. And I honestly think we could have another good one on as we record this Thursday night as SMU plays. But so looking forward to this weekend, we have our first game is going to be USC at 13 Notre Dame. So who do you like in that one?
I'm going to go Notre Dame on that one. Their only loss has been to Cincy. Mm-hmm. They seem like a legit team. So and then against USC, this is going to be their first ranked opponent and really first test of the season. I haven't watched a lot of either one of these teams, but from the little bit of research that I did, USC just did not seem like they were going to be able to stand up to Notre Dame.
Yeah, and I'll definitely agree with you. I like Notre Dame even with the 7-point spread. I'll take Notre Dame and the points just because it's a USC team that's lost their coach that's flying to South Bend and playing in the 40s. It's a bunch of South Cali kids coming up and playing in the North. And I just don't see it ending well for the Trojans. It's a tough matchup anyways. Anybody plays Notre Dame at that time of year, it starts to get tougher and tougher. Next up, we got the Bayou Bengals playing Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin. How do you see that one shaping up?
I went Ole Miss on this one. They're kind of quietly creeping towards the top 10 ranking.
Mm-hmm.
LSU looked pretty good last week against Florida. I did see a little bit of that game. But I think LSU, they're just a mess. There are two teams that are just going in totally different directions. Ole Miss is kind of on the upswing, as much as I hate to say it, because Lane Kiffin is one of my least favorite coaches.
Well, he did get a golf ball thrown at him last weekend, so, you know.
He did. LSU, the drama with Coach O, it's just not looking good. I'm gonna say Ole Miss in that one.
Ole Miss, yeah. LSU has been multiple different teams this year. We've seen a really good LSU team. We've seen a really bad LSU team. We've seen – when I was watching that Florida game that you're talking about, you know, I saw a good defensive line with a linebacking core and a secondary that lacked eye discipline. So I can really see Matt Corral having a day against that. At the same time, if they can get pressure, you know, who knows. But I think it's not going to be your traditional LSU-Ole Miss game, and it's going to be a shootout. But I do like Ole Miss, too. I don't know if they covered the 9-point spread. It's going to be more interesting than, you know, a lot of people think, because, like you said, Ole Miss is on the come up. They have a high-powered offense. They can score points. And they've beat a couple good teams. So, you know, very interesting one to watch, and I definitely want to go out to LSU and see a game at some point. Next up, we got a very interesting game, Clemson at Pitt, in which Pitt is actually favored against Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson, they're a two-loss team. You know, they lost to UGA in week one, which is probably one of the better losses of the season now that UGA is taking the top spot. Their other loss is to an unranked team, but it was NC State, and it was double overtime. And that took them out of the top 10, down to number 25. And then from there, they just slipped out of the top 25. I think they're still pretty solid for an unranked team. I would put them in my top 25 probably, you know, right up there with Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
I almost pick this as my upset for this week, but I think I am going to go with Pitt over Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm seeing the line for that game is Pitt minus 3.5. I'm going to say Pitt wins straight up but doesn't cover. Okay. I think it's going to be a 1-point game.
Yeah, and I really like the things that Kenny Pickett has been doing this season. He has started to get some Heisman look. You saw Brett Venables come out and say that he is the closest thing to Joe Burrow they've seen. Which I think that may be a reach. He hasn't played good competition. And Pitt has gave Clemson multiple scares. They may have won a game. I don't exactly remember, but I remember them being in it a couple times. I'll go Clemson just to be different. But it's not a sure thing for sure. I agree with you. I'll take Clemson in the points. But you know, Clemson's too talent. Like, there's so much talent on their team. This season has been so weird. And it's just halfway through, and that's kind of more exciting. Is, you know, in recent years, it felt like about this time of year we knew what the college football playoff was going to be like, what the Heisman was going to be like, and at this time of this year, we just don't know. I'll take Clemson in this game. Next up, we got our number 10 Oregon traveling to UCLA to play the Bruins.
I'm going to go with UCLA here. They're apparently the betting favorite by 1 point. I'm not sure how that happens. I'll be 100% honest. I have not seen any of these teams. You know, being on the East Coast, these teams play out West. They start their games at 9 o'clock. I'm old. I can't sit up that late. I have not seen any of these West Coast teams a ton. But how is UCLA the favorite against an unranked UCLA against number 10 ranked Oregon?
I like UCLA's quarterback. And I remember Oklahoma playing them when he was young. And he had wheels and, you know, whenever you have wheels, you can definitely make any game interesting. Chip Kelly's doing a good job with UCLA this year. They're trying to get their tight ends involved. They're running the ball, like, between the guards a little bit more. It's not the West Coast offense you're used to seeing Chip Kelly run. It almost feels like every time college football starts to follow him, he just, you know, does something different. At the same time, this is an Oregon team that beat Ohio State. And that's why I had them in my college football playoff, is because they have the second best win of the regular season so far, you know, even with that loss to Stanford. And Oregon does have a very solid defense, especially if Thibodeau is back. And, you know, they did take a big hit in losing Dye this season. But I don't see a way where they let this one kind of slip through their fingers. It's going to be – it should be a, you know, sluggard, fist fight, West Coast style, whatever that looks like, because I've watched very few of their games as well. But I'll take Oregon in this one, as long as they can have a pulse on offense. And that'll be the big question mark. Whoever wins this game is going to, you know, it's going to be a big morale boost, and maybe their season kind of turns around. Up next, we have our South Carolina at Texas A&M. That was just kind of a fun one I picked. So if you want to take that one away.
Going Texas A&M, I mean, South Carolina had to rally to beat Eastern Carolina. They barely beat Vandy last week. Mm-hmm. I don't have any confidence in South Carolina, so I'm going to say Texas A&M.
Well, the reason I put them on here is I really like what Shane Beamer has been able to do at South Carolina. I like the way that he's interviewing. I like the way he's talking about the games. But unfortunately, interviews don't win you football games. So definitely going Texas A&M. However, I think it's going to be closer than the experts say, and less than a 3-touchdown win. Just coming off an Alabama win, you know, how do you get up for South Carolina after beating Alabama? It's kind of hard to do. So it'd be interesting to see how they play this game and if they can make a run or not, because Texas A&M can get, you know, kind of back into this thing if you see some guys at the top lose. So it should, like I said, it should be an interesting closeout to the rest of the season. And it's been pretty good so far. And I really like that, you know, everybody's still got a horse in the race. So we'll see how this one shapes out. All right, so up next, we're going to make our upsets of the week. So if you want to start that off.
Okay. For my upset of the week, I picked Iowa State over Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State has beat 3 ranked opponents. They did get a bye week over that stretch, but I think, you know, being up and at your best for 3 straight games, I think the fatigue is going to get to them a little bit. I think the pressure is going to get to them, and I feel like they'll maybe cave a little bit. I know they're one of your teams that you put in your top 4 for the playoffs. Iowa State, according to what I'm seeing right now, is a touchdown favorite. I'm calling Iowa State, and I'm going to say they cover. I say it's more than a touchdown.
Yeah, and that's one of the really nice things about Iowa State is they're a complete team. You know, if you look at those 2 losses, they lost to Iowa and they lost to someone else. But it was – they lost the turnover margin and they won their line of scrimmage. So it's games they should have won. They should be undefeated right now, if we're being all honest. I too like Iowa State in that game. I put in Oklahoma State into those playoffs purely off of who they've beat. And Oklahoma State is – you know, a unique team in the Big 12 in that they run the ball pretty well. They play really good defense, which is weird to say about an Oklahoma State team. And this is going to be a defensive game, so it should be interesting. But Oklahoma State's quarterback is just so bad about turning over the ball that, you know, I could also see Iowa State just running away with this game. So for my upset of the week, I went ahead and picked Army to be unbeaten Wake Forest. Army always gives someone a scare every year. They just got in a fist fight with Wisconsin last week and almost pulled that one out. So, it's just, man, it's just Army always finds a way to win at least one of these games a year. And I think they're going to be in it against Wake Forest. If they pull it off or not, you know, we'll see. But I think they'll at least be in it.
Yeah, it's predicted to be close. For this game, Wake is a 3-point favorite.
Right.
You think they cover? Well, or do you think it's closer than three?
I think Army wins.
You think Army wins?
I think Army wins.
Do you think it's close, or do you think they win?
Well, any game that Army plays is going to be close, just because that's their style of play, you know. Unless they're playing Georgia State.
Yeah, that game, as a Georgia State alumni, that game.
Stuff
did not look good.
No. But y'all gave Auburn a scare, so, you know, we take the good with the bad.
We show up every now and then.
Every SEC team, you get at least a touchdown against, right?
That's right.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and start winding down the podcast. I actually did have a bit of an icebreaker for you.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right, so what I would like for you guys to do is send us in questions. If you need contact info, my Instagram is AustinSwanson405. My Twitter is Austin0835. Anything like that. So my first icebreaker of the season is just one I came up with. It's starting to get a little bit more chilly outside. So top three fall foods.
Top three fall foods.
So I'd say Thanksgiving is the cutoff.
Okay, so.
So no Christmas food.
No Christmas food. Okay. So, turkey and dressing.
Okay.
I'm going to say that's number one. Number two, I'm going to go with I'm going to go with hot apple cider for number two.
That one's good.
And for number three, let's throw pumpkin pie in there.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Interesting.
Yeah. What about you?
All right. So I've got my first two. My first one is Frito chili pie.
Good call.
Yeah.
Is that a fall food?
I would say.
That's an all the time food.
I wouldn't agree with that. You can't eat that in the summer.
You shouldn't eat that in the summer.
You can eat that in the summer, but you shouldn't. That's fair. I guess that's a good little, you're going to the fair or something, like an outdoor event type food. Second one being Hottie Toddies.
Okay.
So good. And then my third one, I want a dessert. So I'll probably go pecan pie.
Pecan pie. Okay.
Sorry. Pecan pie with a big old scoop of whipped cream.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. What game are you most excited to watch this weekend?
I think I'm probably going to be most excited to see LSU and Ole Miss.
Okay.
I'm honestly probably not going to watch a lot of college football this weekend because I'll be watching some baseball.
Well, I mean, the Braves, you know, they're up 3-1, so that game should be already over by the end of the night, right?
I hope so. I hope I have the whole weekend to just watch college football and not worry about it. But I'm expecting that we're going to have a game on Saturday.
If there's a game on Saturday, we'll go, right?
Maybe. I'm saving up for the World Series. I'm going to go all in on a World Series ticket.
Get your heart broken.
I always do.
All right, that's going to be it for us. Hopefully we'll have another podcast out here earlier in next week, just kind of recapping what all. Hopefully we have some cool upsets and stuff we didn't see coming out, you know, early next week. But that's going to be it for us. So we'll talk to you guys later.